Lost in the City Goth Show, Killing Joke, Love Like Blood, a classic. Also, Sisters of Mercy. Can't have a goth show without playing this Corrosion or some other Sisters of Mercy song. Amy Arms. The song is called Pity in Depeche Mode, Fly in the Windscreen. My name is Pete Fowler.
I'm Greg Secord.
What I liked about goth music or goth adjacent music, when you can blend these sort of goth and things with other genres like National Velvet. Always considered them a rock band, but there's something about Maria Del Mar that screams to me, okay, this is goth-like, or Skinny Puppy, industrial band to most, but there's a goth element to it. Or The Damned. The Damned started as a punk band, and they changed to a goth-like, ominous artist.
So I hear you. I think the biggest one that I saw was industrial. Where you had an absolute clear crossover and nobody debated it. Nobody said you were in the wrong gig. Nobody felt like they were, you know, kind of stepping on someone else's territory. And that's one of the things that I would go to. I mean, there's a real union of and maybe the music's a little different, but there was a real union of underlying emotion and a lot of union and creativity.
Rhea's Obsession coming up. Also, some classic songs from the 80s that are very much brought in more fans to goth influenced music. But first, industrial infused goth, Skinny Puppy, Test Your Lost in the City. We'll be right back.
over 40 years of indie alternative music with Pete Fowler and Greg Secord. This is The Lost Indie City.
Hold me dear. suffered speed jump over your head. Remember me, don't get confused by a dying sky and sea. The Panda Club has an odds on bet. This the music man needs a string quartet on a planet where the alphabet starts in Z. Don't get confused by an early morning rain. Cause the Panda Club has an odds on bed. Miss the music man needs a string quartet on the planet where the alphabet starts with Z. That you can't forget, so remember me. Twist with tomorrow's man and me. Man and Moon plays a melody that you can't forget, so remember me. Twist with tomorrow's man and me. Twist with tomorrow's man and me. Twist with tomorrow's man and me.
Lost into City Goth Show, Vital Signs with Collage, Tones on Tail, and Twist. Also, Rhea's Obsession, great song, Waves, Take Me Alive, and also Skinny Puppy in there too. I'm Pete Fowler.
I'm Greg Secord.
This is our Goth Show. And as we mentioned before, Greg and I aren't goth experts. We just really enjoy the music. And I wanted to talk about going to goth clubs back in the day. And I don't know if you ever went to any goth clubs. There's a couple in the big city. One was called Sanctuary, Catch 22. And what I liked about them is the dark. I like dark clubs. I don't know why, but I've always kind of liked dark clubs. But I also like that there's also sometimes some humor in there, because when you went into the Sanctuary, there's a sign up there that said, no pink fuzzy shirts. Like, they wanted, when you walked in there, it's like, oh, everyone's wearing black.
Yes. Well, if I remember Sanctuary, they had the, what are the lights that reflect anything that, you know, so it's dark, but if you wear anything white, there was one
yes,
area that they would reflect.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I remember talking to someone and their eyes would the whites of the eyes and their teeth would pop out, and thinking, wow, that, you know, if you come in here wearing anything but black, you're going to stand out. Which luckily at the time my wardrobe was black and old black.
Yes.
But,
good reference.
But I really, there is a something comforting when you went into that club and when you were around others within that grouping as well. And I think that's something that we didn't maybe see in certainly in punk. You were as much a group as you were an outcast. But goth, there was always kind of a very much you're part of it.
Yeah, and I really like that. There was an inclusion to the point I like, and I found solace in being in a specific group growing up as a child. Now, you know, you get older and you become more of an independent person. But when you're growing up, you want to belong to something, or at least you feel like you do, so you can relate to other people. And if you're in goth or punk, well, you're in quite the minority, as opposed to, let's say, a jock or a preppy back in the day when those terms were used.
Yeah, I do agree. I think goth really gave the flexibility to be a little bit more complex personally. For those that were not as outspoken and wanted to have a kind of a mysterious mystique about them,
yeah,
and allow people to maybe be a little bit more emotional internally, and so when I look at kind of what drove the fundamentals, I would align myself a little bit with this, those of us that were, I could say more loners or independent,
yeah,
quieter in a group,
yes,
would graduate into this, and you would go into a crowd of people at clubs like you're suggesting. And I would see them together and they wouldn't necessarily be interacting or talking, but there'd be that huge comfort. Like, there's a commonality in the music. And ultimately, isn't that what alt music has brought to us in many different ways, is a commonality in something that we know wasn't like others, but still made us feel like we belong.
A pioneer in gothness, Bauhaus coming up. But first, National Velvet, Flesh Under Skin, Lost City City Goth Show.
I feel flesh under skin.